This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Good morning. A man robbed in his Deschutes River Woods home knows the suspects.
Three Redmond women are hospitalized following an accident near Eugene. We'll have details.
Tonight, citizens are invited to hear more about changes to Bend's noise code. We'll have details.
And Oregon Senator Ron Wyden says we are missing out on a huge opportunity to trade with Asia. That story coming up.
Your news starts now with Lori Robb. I'm Frank Bonacqueste.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
All three suspects in a violent home invasion robbery in Deschutes River Woods have now been arrested. The first person was arrested last night after a dramatic police standoff in a quiet Southeast Bend neighborhood. The other two were arrested early this morning. Deschutes County Sheriff's officials say it first started when a man living on Hiawatha Lane in Deschutes River Woods reported that three people forced their way into his home, struck him in the face, and stole his wallet. The alleged victim, 48-year-old Jeff Smith, refused medical treatment for the minor wounds to his face.
Investigators believe that Smith was specifically targeted because the suspects knew him, and there is no danger to the general community. Detectives from the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office are continuing to investigate this case. Anyone with information should call the non-emergency dispatch number at 541-693-6911.
That was Deputy Troy Gochi, who said Smith knew two of the suspects, 38-year-old Samantha Whitaker of Bend and 31-year-old Timothy Miller and 26-year-old Stephen Graham, both of Wenatchee, Washington, were all arrested. They face multiple charges in connection to the home invasion.
An accident near Eugene sends three Redmond women to the hospital. One is reportedly in critical condition. State police say a car crossed Highway 126 east of Eugene yesterday afternoon and struck a minivan carrying four Redmond women. The driver of the car had to be cut out of the wreckage, and he is in critical condition. The other person in critical condition is local. She's a Redmond woman who is a passenger in the van. She is identified as 60-year-old Diana Cardwell. Two other passengers, 33-year-old Megan Martins and 84-year-old Betty Bessonette, are in fair condition at a Springfield hospital.
The city of Bend is holding a noise code open house tonight to address many noise complaints they've had recently, especially connected to special events. With the change to the code, a flagrant violator could be fined up to $10,000. City Recorder Robin Christie says the city council could vote on this as early as May 16th.
There are, part of the recommendation is an escalating fine structure. So it starts with a penalty that could be $750, but escalates on second, third, and fourth violation could go up to $10,000. So it really strengthens the enforcement. But of course, we want to get to resolution before there'd ever be a citation.
The open house on the proposed noise code amendment is this afternoon at 4 o'clock at Bend City Hall.
U.S. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon is trying to open up more overseas markets for Central Oregon farmers and business people, like those who make specialty beers. Wyden chairs the trade subcommittee and says that negotiations are taking place right now that could open up markets in Japan, Vietnam, and Malaysia, which could be good news for Oregon.
What we do best in our state is we grow things. You know, we're an ag state. One out of seven jobs, for example, depends on exports. And what we ought to be doing, and this is certainly true for Central Oregon, we ought to be growing things here. We ought to be making things here. We ought to add value to them here. And then we ought to ship them somewhere. And a lot of Central Oregon, you know, companies, for example, in the technology area, light manufacturing, I want them to get into these markets, particularly Asia.
Wyden also says if the discussions are successful, iconic Oregon products like beer, wine, blueberries, hazelnuts, cherries, and pears may be served at tables across Asia. Wyden was in Bend last week to talk about the possibilities of drone testing coming to Central Oregon.
Some big names in the environmental movement, including Robert Kennedy Jr., will be in Portland today. 1110 KBND's John Erickson says they're leading a noontime rally at Pioneer Courthouse Square.
The idea of the rally is to put a stop to plans to build coal export facilities in Oregon and Washington.
This would mean mile and a half long coal trains as well as coal barges on the Columbia River passing through communities in the Pacific Northwest.
Laura Stevens of the Sierra Club, but the CEO of a planned terminal in Longview, says they're proud to be creating hundreds of jobs. John Erickson, News Talk 1110 KBND.
Back in Central Oregon, it's no secret that Ben's Innovation Theater Works has struggled financially, as have others, but it will carry on offering the complete works of William Shakespeare at its next production this June. Artistic director Brad Hill says less disposable income for people is making it difficult for local theater companies.
And there's the simple case that people's expendable dollars are just not what they used to be. So if you've got, you know, a limited amount of money that you can spend on entertainment, you've got an awful lot of choices in this town to do that now. And so I think we're all looking at how we can create enough diversity within our own programming to carve out a viable, you know, sustainable operation.
He says they've had to scale back their productions to reduce costs. The complete works of William Shakespeare will open on Friday, June 8th.